This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Yesterday morning, I started to talk about the junk room. Mess, chaos, and a room where just things get crowded. And I said that sometimes we need to just stop and say, look, that's stress. I feel stressed because of all the junk. But that only doesn't always apply to just a room, or you might have an attic somewhere where you store stuff. It also can happen to the mind. Some of us are ruled by this tyranny of the urgent. We just won't slow down. So what about the mind? Can junk come in there? Well, when you're feeling angry or upset, you almost always have what we call negative thoughts. You might not notice them at the time. Your circumstances might be out of control. But I want to say today that God is in control of everything, because your thoughts shape who you are. Your circumstances, they shape the way you are. Your thoughts and beliefs determine your behaviour. I was impressed to read about Libby Trickett. Now, Libby is one of Australia's favourite swimmers. She achieved the honour of winning gold at 3 consecutive Olympic Games, as well as 1 silver and 2 bronze medals. And Libby, her professional swimming career includes 8 world records and 5 Commonwealth Games gold medals. And her biggest success, you might remember, was the Beijing 2008 Olympics, and she won individual gold in the 100-metre butterfly. But I'm interested particularly what happened in April 2007. She was training, of course, for the big event, and she was also making plans for her wedding in a couple of weeks' time. She was studying a Bachelor of Communications degree. And people were saying, how can she do all this at once? And a reporter from the Queensland's Courier Mail asked what was her secret. And she says, peace doesn't mean to be in a place where there's no trouble or hard work. It is to be in the midst of all these things and to still be calm in your heart. I thought that was a great statement from one of our Olympic heroes. Have you ever thought about how to monitor your own thoughts? Do thoughts come out of nowhere? Do they need filtering? And although life can be a challenge, attitude is always something that you can choose yourself. The scientists tell us that our minds are an amazing creation. Now, for example, our brain contains over 100 billion nerve cells, and each cell, each individual cell, is connected with 10,000 other neurons. So if someone feeds his or her mind with negative thoughts of worry and anxiety and confusion, well, why are we not surprised if life turns out that way? But if we fill our minds with positive thoughts of good goals, then more often than not, these things will become reality. Now, your circumstances might be out of control, but God is in control of everything. Your thoughts, as I've said, shape who you are, but you can do something about it. If you're not satisfied with your present circumstances and you want to change it, well, go ahead and change it. But you must face something. Try not to become a person of success on your own. And Romans 12, verse 2 in the Bible adds another, I think, tremendous concept. It says here, the Word of God says, let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. And if you take that seriously, it can open up all sorts of possibilities. Transformation comes when we allow the Word of God, the Bible, to change our thinking. The Bible says, fix your thoughts on what's true and good and right. Think about all you can thank God for and be glad about it. That's Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. And Romans 12, verse 2, in another translation, says, don't copy the behavior and customs of the world, but let God transform you. Then you'll know God's will and what's good and pleasing and perfect. So it's not what happens to me so much as how I choose to see it and how I respond to it. Is it true that my thoughts control my life? Yes. Your thoughts can actually determine the quality of your life. Heavenly Father, today there's big issues here. Help me to get rid of the clutter in my mind and allow you to do something new today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.